Okay, the Board of Forestry is back in action. And the next item on our agenda is discussion of the Tillamook Forest Heritage Trust, the topic that we've all been totally freaked out about all day and stressed over.
Yeah, ending on a high note.
So we welcome Sean Morford.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, I'll help kick this off. Good afternoon, Chair Kelly, State Forester Hirsch, members of the board. My name is still Les Dent, and as far as I know, I'm still the State Forest Division Chief. So truly, it is a pleasure to have some time to switch gears and talk about something else related to state forests. It's been years, of course, talking about the HCP and FMP. The Tillamook Forest Heritage Trust, as Jim mentioned, is, but it's our nonprofit arm of the State Forest Division. And Sean Morford is the executive director. She's going to take a little bit of time today to talk to you about the history, mission, and current status of the nonprofit, and some discussion about some opportunities as it continues to evolve. So with that, I'll turn it over to Sean.
Thank you very much, Liz. Thank you, Chair Kelly, members of the board, and welcome to State Forester Hirsch. Thanks for the opportunity to share with you for a few minutes. I have the very enviable job, perhaps maybe the best one around the agency. I'm the executive director of the Tillamook Forest Heritage Trust. I work half time. So typically this is an annual report out, as I understand it, from the trust to the board. It's been a while. And there's been a lot of evolution and growth, so I'm really happy to have the chance now to share just a few things, a few highlights. I want to, for those, especially new board members, talk a little bit about sort of an overview of the trust and its role with ODF, mention a few of our accomplishments and things we've contributed to the department, and a little sneak peek into how things might be looking down the road in a couple of years. I'd like to leave a couple minutes for questions, if you have any. So first, I want to draw your attention to the prettiest part of your board packet, which is the last 11 pages. I think it's the only part of your board packet that has colored pictures. And that's the biennial report and the brochure that I just passed out a copy of the brochure. This is a report that we put together just recently to recognize the donors. And if you look in there, you'll see quite a list. We had to make the font really small because there's so many folks that have donated to the trust over the last couple of years. So it will give a little bit more detail in that report than I have time to do now. But I want to start off with a little context around what it means to have a nonprofit. It's pretty unusual for a state agency to have a nonprofit in its realm that pays attention to it as its only focus. And so ODF is one of those lucky agencies that since 1999 has had a nonprofit affiliated with it to focus on supporting the work of the agency. And it started as a mechanism in 1999 as a way to facilitate private donations for construction of the Tillamook Forest Center. And for the first 16 years of the life of the trust, it was focused 100% on enhancements at the center. And then in 2016, we got a large donation, and actually since then, two large donations that launched the trust into a new area of supporting recreation. So now there's a State Forest Recreation Fund. So TFC, State Forest Recreation Fund were the two until last fall. We added a third programs that were supported by the trust. So 2020 wildfires happened around Labor Day last year. And as a result of that, the board established a new fund called the State Forest Wildfire Restoration Fund. And that is to facilitate private donations in support of restoration and trail and other recreation infrastructure repair and interpretive signage around wildfire. And so now that means that the trust has three focus areas: TFC, recreation, and wildfire restoration. I just deposited a check for $1,000 and from the Portland Women's Club towards this wildfire fund. I just got off the phone about an hour ago with an outfit in Minnesota an affiliate in the Dalles who wants to donate between $2,000 and $4,000. He wasn't sure which, but he's giving money to every of the 50 states, and Oregon was on his list. And would we like to receive the dollars for reforestation? And I said, yeah, I think maybe we would. So people care and want to do something. They use state forests. They love state forests. And so we are a great vehicle for that. We don't have to ask much. People want to give, and we're going to be on KGW tonight at 6 o'clock. So if you're home and want to watch, there's going to be a show. I think it's the Dan Haggerty, The Story, that will do a story on the Tillamook Forest Heritage Trust and State Forest Recovery. So if you're around to watch that. So the trust has a database right now. We've amassed over 2,000 contacts. That's organizations and individuals since 1999. Gifts come from a wide range of individuals, clubs, retirees, folks who recreate in the state forest. And there's a number of ways that they donate through our website donation button. They donate at the Tillamook Forest Center in the donation box that's at the entrance there. Partner groups just put it on their calendar and write us a check every year. We have an employer match incentive. There's affinity programs like Fred Meyer Rewards and the Oregon Bottle Drop that we're signed on to, and people can donate that way. We did a year-end mailing in December for the first time to all of the folks on our database, and we brought in $13,000 from that appeal. And we now have a new option for stock and mutual funds shares, so people can donate their shares. And we do have now one person that is in that realm that's doing that. So the trust operates like any other foundation, with an independent board, with the exception that we have one grantee, and that is the Oregon Department of Forestry's Recreation, Education, and Interpretation Program. So funding priorities are set in collaboration with the REI leadership. So depending on how well fundraising went the year before, and depending on REI priorities for projects, and depending on the board's discussion about how much they want to spend down what's in the bank and how much they want to save it for a legacy into the future, then each year the department puts together an ask to the trust, and the trust board has a budget for spending. So at the end of 2020, our assets were just under $600,000. So among the things that the trust supported in the last couple of years, if you've been up to the Tillamook Forest Center in the last couple of years, you might have seen the beautiful education pavilion that is up there. So we've raised money for that, about $800,000 for that, and all the accessories to go with it, an AV system, a display cabinets, and this summer they're putting in restrooms adjacent to that building. We've paid for theater upgrades at the Tillamook Forest Center and enhancements to that historic steam donkey that sits just outside the building. River Trail expansion, the Wilson River Trail expansion, Peninsula Trail expansion on the Tillamook State Forest, some trail bridges last year. off-highway vehicle equipment upgrades and a bunch of volunteer equipment like gloves and vests. And to name just a few, there's a long list of things. And if you, again, I'll refer you to that biennial report for pictures and descriptions of some of those. I mentioned that the trust is in a growth and evolution period. So just looking ahead, we have a new constituent database that's quite a sophisticated cloud-based system that has replaced our spreadsheets. And it's enabling much better, efficient, and closer communication with donors now. And we have a much better way of acknowledging our donor base. And we've just kind of notched it up. We've sort of grown up a little bit in terms of our donor relations. We have now the addition of the new position for community engagement. I'm sorry, Chandra, that we stole Kyle Smith from Trout Unlimited. But he's working on increased outreach, and I expect to see increased donations as a result of that. Of course, we have the new fund for wildfire restoration, and we have a new exposure with partners like Heritage Grove Credit Union, that if you look at their website on their homepage, they now are raising money on behalf of the trust for the Sandy M State Forest. And the last thing I'll mention about looking ahead, and Chair Kelly asked me about this just as on the break, was, are you guys considering a new name? Because you're bigger than the Tillamook now. You started with the Tillamook, but is there going to be a new name in your future? And I'm going to go out on a limb and say that there will likely be a name change. The trust board is considering a name change to reflect the broader statewide focus. So it will likely have the words State Forests in it somehow. I hope we keep the name Trust in there somehow so people still remember us. But I would guess that will be part of our maturation process, is changing the name. So I had a question earlier about how the pandemic has affected fundraising. And I'll just say in answer to that, there's good news and bad news. The economy certainly has affected the trust in donations like it has affected most other nonprofits. The TFC donation box is usually a reliable source of funding for us. Our donations usually brings in about $20,000 a year. And since TFC has been closed, that's going to be a big fat zero on the spreadsheet this year. But recreation gifts are up. More people are recreating in the state forests, and so their awareness is up. Our year-end appeal really appealed to people in that way. We told them the recreation use is up and our resources aren't, so help us out. And so people really did step up. So it's not as bad as we feared in terms of how the pandemic and the economy has affected the trust. It's not as bad as most nonprofits are experiencing. We know we have room to grow. We want to continue to become more sophisticated in terms of how we connect with donors and partners. And I think we're well on our way to doing that. We know that people love and care about State Forests, and it's just a matter of figuring out how to best connect with them and provide them an incentive to give to the trust. And I'll be happy to answer any comment or take any advice or listen to comments. Questions?
Anyone?
For the record, Chandra Ferrari. Nice to meet you, Sean, and thank you for the presentation. This really is a great agenda item to end the day on, I think, and you guys are doing great work. And I'll forgive you for swiping Kyle, just because I think he's going to be really helpful over there. So I just had a quick question as it relates to kind of your goals, looking outward, and then your revenue, which I recognize, you know, we have 2019 and 2020 here, and you had some COVID-related impacts there. But do you have was there a more steady source over like the last decade where you're reliably hitting some metric every year related to, you know, funding amount? And then looking out over the future, do you have a funding target that you're trying to hit?
Yeah, so there's a couple of ways to answer that. First of all, the history of the trust has really been focused on big projects. So there hasn't been, at least in my experience, an annual funding goal. And there really hasn't been as much outreach as we're starting to do now to do that. Our goals are linked to the goals of the REI program. So as the REI program develops its strategic plan, the trust will also be building a strategic plan in concert with that. So in terms of large projects or fundraising goals, we're going to be doing that in collaboration with the REI program. And we don't know what that is at this point. We have some guesses. The REI program has told us about things that they're really interested in doing. We need an exhibit refresh at Tillamook Forest Center, for example, is one thing that's been mentioned, but nothing for sure at this point. Right now, we've just been trying to get through 2020.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. Well, and so the REI program is relatively new. So is this the first time you guys have done a joint strategic planning exercise together?
Absolutely.
This will be the, okay. Got it. Thanks.
I would just add is the REI program has been around for a long time. It's just been reorganized.
Okay.
So we, it's been since the mid 80s that we've had offered recreation off of state forest in some kind of formal way, but the way it's been, managed is by having recreation folks in every district, and the decisions have been happening at every district. So we reorganized and brought it all under one umbrella, and recreation that is, and pulled in the Tillamook Forest Center. That's the REI acronym. And there's one director for that. So it was a major reorganization we did about a year ago. And we brought in the community outreach person. We added some positions. And so it's a complete really restructuring and bringing some more resources to the table. They, as a group, have been going through a vision process. So coming to a collective inclusive process for characterizing the vision for recreation education interpretation that's going to feed into the strategic plan, which then begins to all really come together with the strategic work that Sean's leading with the trust.
I would further comment, I'm always reminded of the fact that the board members here our responsibility by statute is to all Oregonians. And when we hear from the Forest Trust Lands County, they're doing exactly what they should be doing, advocating for the people who live in those counties. But I look at the bigger picture on our state forests the value to the rest of Oregonians is really just twofold. It's the conservation values of those forests, since they're not receiving income from those forests. And it's also the recreation. So I think it's wonderful that you guys exist and are promoting that side of things, because the rest of the Oregonians should share more in the benefits of our state forests than they presently do. It may be an unusual model at the state level, but foundations that support organizations, I can think of the example of Portland Parks has the Portland Parks Foundation, which does a lot of great work. And you're taking advantage of people's love of parks or love of state forests and their willingness to go above their taxes and help that out. And I think it's a relatively easy ask. I'm glad it's being made. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, bringing Sean on brought a lot of horsepower to the trust for sure. Fresh ideas and experiences. In terms of the donations, that is equally impressive in terms of the user groups, is a lot of people think that the benefits they're getting from their recreation experiences off of state forests are covered by their tax dollars, right? Because they would just assume it's public land, we're a public agency, we must be getting general fund. And of course, it's all out of our, 36% share of the revenue that we get. So it's nice that given that framework, people are still willing to donate because they're already paying for it.
Other comments from board members, thoughts, questions? Okay, I think with that, we can wrap up this presentation. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you all.